Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Idyas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. We continue our series of Mishnayos where there's a machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, and uncharacteristically, the Beis Shammai are the ones who are Mekel, and the Beis Hillel are the ones who are Machmir. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Ha'oimer, a bundle of grain, shows Samach Lagapa, that was left near a wall. Gapa is like a stone wall, where the stones lay one on top of the other, but they're not really cemented together. That's where he left his bundle of tefuah. Vilagadish, or was left near a stack of grain. Vilabakar, or was left near the cattle. There are oxen standing over there, and he left his bundle of grain next to them. Vilakalim, literally kalim means utensils. Over here it means his plowing tools. Kleha mechresha, says the Batanura. Beis Shammai Oimim, in this case, Einai Shikcha, that bundle of Tfuah that was left near any of these things doesn't have a din of Shikcha. You don't have to leave it for the poor people. And the Svara of the Beis Shammai is, being that you left it next to something, which is very obvious, a wall, the stacks of Tfuah, oxen, you're thinking about it. When you put something away near something, so you think about it. You walk into shul, you have no idea where you put your umbrella. But let's say you walk into shul, you say, oh, let me put my umbrella here next to the fire hydrant. Let me put my umbrella here, ichveis, next to the fire extinguisher. I guess most shuls don't have fire hydrants inside. When you decide you're putting something away, I'm hanging my coat over here next to the sign that says, all items that are left hefker, that are left if more than 30 days are hefker. When you put something and you make a mental note where you put it, you're not going to forget it. You'll remember, oh, I know where it is. So we think the Baal HaSod is going to remind himself about this Omer. Oh, wait, there's that one stack of tefuah that's next to the wall, next to the Gadish, and so on. And therefore, it does not have a din of Shikcha. Well, Basila is Shikcha. The Basila say no. We don't know for sure he's going to remember that he put it there, and therefore it does have a din of Shikcha. You do have to leave it for the poor people. Zok de Batanura, the Machloikis in the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, is in regard to a bundle of grain that he kind of set it aside to bring it to the city. But meanwhile, he put it down near a wall, near the Gadish, and he forgot it. That's where the Beis Shammai say it's not Shikcha. Because the Maisa, he was already Zoichet. He took it for himself. It's just that he put it down afterwards. And the Basilis say, no, it's still Shikcha. That's one Pshat of the Batanura. And the other Pshat of Batanura says, we're not talking about someone who took it to take to town. He Bechlal never picked it up. But the Maisa, he put it next to something very obvious. So we feel he's going to remember, and the Beis Hillel say, no, despite that, as long as he didn't take it for himself yet, even if he put it down next to something very obvious, it's Shikcha, but the Beis Hillel would be Maida, that if he took it for himself, said, okay, I'm going to bring this to town, and afterwards he forgot it, then it would not be Shikcha.